USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin said on Wednesday he is opposed to using a procedural process known as reconciliation to pass legislation without Republican support, dealing a setback to President Biden's chances of passing a $2.3 trillion infrastructure bill. The CDC is reporting the U.S. government will allot 85% less Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines to states next week. A report last week said that workers at a facility in Baltimore mixed up ingredients of two vaccines, ruining 15 million Johnson & Johnson doses. An abandoned four-month-old baby is in good condition after he was found hypothermic in a wooded area on the banks of a Michigan creek near Detroit, Michigan. Local residents said the woman appeared distraught and said she believed someone was chasing her with guns. A 10-foot-long alligator was hauled away by trappers after he was found under a parked car at a Tampa, Florida apartment complex last week. Trappers safely hauled the animal to a nearby alligator farm. USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to TrustedNewspaper.com. That's TrustedNewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Almost half of border personnel are no longer watching the border and are trying to corral the masses attempting to get into the United States. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Congressional Republicans are wrapping up a two-day trip to the Texas border. As far as some of the things they observed, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan.
Yesterday we saw at the Donna facility one pod which is supposed to, under current COVID protocols, house at a maximum 33 children, and yet there were 527 kids in that pod alone. So when they say this is chaos and unlike anything we have ever seen, that is true.
Jordan also saying 40% of Border Patrol manpower is used for processing, and that means the border is going unprotected.
Isolated severe storms will be possible from the deep south to the Ohio Valley as a cold front shifts slowly eastward. Strong winds and very dry conditions will keep fire weather threats critical in the southwest United States. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As the border crisis continues to deteriorate, sexual assault claims are being made at a children's holding facility in Texas. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling on the Biden administration to shut down a facility holding migrant children in San Antonio after state authorities received a number of complaints about conditions inside. The allegations include sexual assault, underfeeding the children housed at the facility at Freeman Coliseum, and those who have tested positive for COVID not being separated from others. Governor Abbott says the children in the facility need to be moved to better-equipped federally run facilities.
The administration failed to plan for the influx of children that they invited to come. Now they face allegations of despicable child abuse and neglect. This must end. The Biden administration must act now. This facility should shut down immediately.
Abbott says the Texas Rangers are investigating the allegations.
Neither President Biden nor Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to intervene at the border crisis Thursday. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will visit two Texas border towns today. All of the nation's school kids should be back in the classrooms by the fall, the head of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention said Wednesday. September 2021 is their target for brick-and-mortar schools and children to reunite. It's being reported 80% of teachers in America have been vaccinated with at least one shot of the vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.